just heard the door slam. We waited another minute or two. Well, ladies and gentlemen, good evening. My name is Tom Berger, and I'm here to listen to your views about the land claim settlement, the act, the corporations, land, subsistence, and all of the other questions that concern you. And we'll begin our meeting in just a moment. Could I ask Mr. Greg Tagaruk to say the invocation?
Tani gaat ko na tin at kagum Jesus. Tam na nakakrinik ko lang ni man. Tema sumaya sunibayak sa bagnay ako ta ilis masune kapu sulakitila ako. Tema sunapengan yon na pagsasak tuwda tani. Ilkusin tam na pagkaya kablo si kulo si kisu kulo na kablo di kisu kulo na ka ni ilbik si ilbik si kulo wani kasi malaga ni tigni kanu kaya lang matumani nuna mi tema ilo ilo ko ni to tenet ten na kulo inyo ikukul waktu ilawak si bayaw manyak si saklo taman na atuwag kapur matumani nuna mi asi suli tayo na din ilbik tamat kisu kulo kasi ang ilo ka na na kulo matumani nuna mi imagera ng agla na buguli tayo na din kung kisu kulo kipur Tena neng mata bapak sejak tu dia kucing itu datang muka ulas si ulit kubur dia ini sama ramon tema sudah akan bayar tinggi ni tena tu nalar muka ramon tema muka kami nyak sih kita nak kau ni ni sudah ayam nyak dia ramon el kucing datang muka ulas si ulit si gadis itu datang kami Jesus kenyawi ibtin amen
amen thank you sir. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I've been appointed by the Inuit Circumpolar Conference to review the land claim settlement of 1971. The Inuit Circumpolar Conference, as you all know, is an international organization of Eskimos in Canada, Alaska, and Greenland. And they decided they should review the Land Claims Act. You people in Alaska were pioneers in settling land claims in the modern times. And in Alaska here, people are concerned about the land claims. And of course, in Canada and Greenland, people are concerned about your land claim settlement. They want to know what happened, how it worked out, and how you feel about it. So the Inuit Circumpolar Conference asked me if I would travel around the state of Alaska and obtain the evidence of people like yourselves. How have your village corporations worked out? How about the regional corporations? What about 1991 when your shares become transferable and the land becomes taxable? Are you concerned about that? Do you think something should be done about it? Wherever we've gone in Alaska, and we've held meetings so far in 16 towns and villages all over the state, the people are very concerned about the land, about subsistence, about the future, because they are concerned that the children born since 1971 are not entitled to be enrolled as shareholders in the corporations. They feel the children shouldn't have been left out of the settlement. Then there's the question, well, what happens in 1991 when your shares go up for sale? Do you want to sell your shares, or do you think that there should be restrictions on the sale of shares so that the corporations and the land, because virtually all of the native ancestral lands in Alaska are now held by the corporations, and so people are concerned that in 1991 they won't lose control of the corporations and lose control of the land too. People have also, at these meetings that we've held around the state, been expressing their views about sovereignty, that is, about native self-government. And we want to hear your views on that if you decide you want to bring that subject up. The only other thing I want to say is that I am pleased to be here in Point Hope at the time of the Whaling Festival, and my wife, who's traveling with me, is pleased to be here too. And working with us is Eileen McLean from Barrow, who will be translating the testimony tonight. And these other men and women are traveling with our commission to, for some from Kotzebue and some from Anchorage, to record the evidence and to report it for the news. We are also grateful to be here at this time, at the time of the Whaling Festival, because it gives us an idea how important whaling is in the life of this village. And most of us went to the church service last night, the singing, and I think I should say how much we all enjoyed the singing last night at the church. Well, having said that, I want to give all of you an opportunity to speak, and when you do, perhaps you'd just come forward here and sit at this microphone, just relax and give me your views, and they'll be recorded by Jim Sykes, who is taking this down on tape, and then it'll be typed up, and we'll send a copy back to you here, so you will have a copy of everything that is said. Yeah, we'll send it to the City Council and the Village Corporation and the other Native organizations, and the IRA, of course. And then next year I will be writing a report about the land claim settlement, about what, based on what you have told me at these meetings, and then I will send you, each of you who testifies, each of you who speaks at these meetings, a copy of my report. So you will have that for yourself. So having said that, we can begin. Do you want to summarize what I said?
Pisok ti lap tun di mimik sinilu niyak tun nga inupia tun. Agilan ukak tuak, I see seat good isaguti nga rati good. I see World Council of Indigenous People. Ika yu tablu tiktok. Asi yu itwawud Alaska mi mani. Nalak tu ahlui tu sa yu aga ahlui inuit ikkalit. Kit kulika kipirmiru tikak tuat nunaptigun. Anunia niptigun. Ilisa niptigun. Suli inu nilu niptigun. Asi ukaamirufsi. Ati si Teliwi umunga ukarel lalu si asi sama umani umam pituk titke umunga pituk sinyaktut asi makperaziliwi natpata uterupta makperazili nyaktut asi tematkua makperat tuyurunyarevut organizations nun savagvigi nun IRA Village Corporation asi Sule City Council nun Asi tamat ko li atro minyanere ikayuta yung minyaner tut tamat ko makpirat sivun niyok sa roming inuit. So makiak tena tun mumik sinyari. Aglan apek ko tikarof si apek yung minyak tu si asi suli ukaw kuf si tava ang maktok. Kulak tu arok kuf si Yusuf Signik.
I wonder, Mr. Kingyat, if you would speak. Yes.
Thank you, Chairman. But I won't talk in your language. I could talk better with my language, okay?
Okay, and Eileen McLean will translate as we go along. Uh-huh. That's all right.
ICAS. Kasimane Amata, Mempo Loa, Atakatuma, Lori Kingak, Yaraluk in Persisila. I see my address, Box 3 Point Hope, Alaska. Then address Visuvat. I see a new Mempo Loa. Ikayakuni Guluvita in Perkatitka. Sule ke management ni mempolong sule kayote ni lugulong tok inipad inyuna ako sa nun kanok lian ni okalot ka ato sa unni ni kayokto ng sulublu sule pinayok kasi mayak takbig mo Walrus Commission Known me. Ever to go like a small walk to talk. You park at you talk, a Kayakuni the blue. In your part, in your narrow set, a mason with Pedro, to the Tamna keeping Nero to give a kick put Casimo up to.
I always attend meetings in ICAS because of my membership. I am Lori Kinyak, and my Inupiaq name is Uyaraluk, and my address is Box 3 Point Hope. I am a member of ICAS, Inupiaq Community of the Arctic Slope, and Fish and Game, because I wanted to help our people in hunting and living situations. I am also a member of the Walrus Commission out of Nome, and my concern is with the Inupiaq living situations and cultural lifestyles.
Tabra. Tabra tamna kipiganeo tiga. Inupiaq inyoneo set. Nalarmu di langisa ang yakat. Inupiaq inyoneo set tamaktin nagat. One is going up in my cart, last summer, Kasimayak Torama in Canada. Canada may talk, tell us Savak Paximum make, the Larmu with a truck call. Sully Greenland, tell us Sully. In your perm, in your nearer, sir, coming yak to the people. Uwagot inyunayako sikpot kangapak ikayok tigig luta inyupene inyunayak tigot ilabot nikailiyang mata abakurak lugi niksakapta tayo na inyunayak po dito inyupene tayo na Tremonga Konga, Unir said in your soul. Tam not a mason with the doctor Wonga. Inipat, Unir said. Akisuvali Womne. She will learn me to repair up the Tamarner of Normal Blunido, Poyal Carpota, Nutavut.
My concern is with cultural lifestyles, the intercultural lifestyles, and it is being fought by the non-native people. It's not just in Alaska, but also in Canada. I saw that when I attended the meeting in Canada and also in Greenland. It's like they are trying to extinguish our lifestyles. We, the Inupiaq people, have always shared and divided our food, and that is our way of life. I do not want to lose our cultural lifestyle because it is so precious.
Take Sivulita, you never said. The Lord may be Nessa. She will leave with Sabaka Nixit. Tavrumina, Arabang Nelectin. Newman. Kuyabakaximamit. Tavrumina Kagzorabin. Nicholas Magnet.
Our lifestyle, our Inupiaq lifestyle from time immemorial has been utilized and it is still prevalent today. We have practiced our whaling traditions and we are still using them today. And the part about Khavarak. Just a second. Whenever the whaling festival starts, they bring up the boats, and that first day of the tradition is to bring up the boat, the whaling captain's boat. That is our ancestral tradition, and we are trying not to lose it presently in the present day conditions. And the other part of the whaling festival is the feeding of the people.
Can you run more in the fall? Slash eyes tipping more. To walk that excellent, I'm a room. To walk the resurrect, I see no kidding. The resurrect. Okay, Grammy, neglects his soul, tell the money that one I talk. I say, tell him I say, Ping of a is some of March me money, I'm a suit.
Tell him I'm a suit. In the fall time, if a person has not caught 5 whales, they pull out the meat from the cellars and have to feed the people, and that's one of the traditions that they have had to follow. And that's the other part of the whaling festival.
wangal kawi wama tenna sabak nexu denipet.
And that is the way that they have utilized and used the whaling festival traditions. They have followed it, and this is what he grew up with.
Tumra akishum nakra wamnele tamna akwagnele akishum nakra.
What he considers most precious is the whaling. The whaling tradition is the most precious in his life. When they catch one whale, everybody in Point Hope has a share of that maktak, the whale. And everybody is fed. Parts of the whale is put in the ice cellar to be put away.
Just like in one day, umak ataksimasur to nani, sat kusagrati nungutaka way to lane in one day. Tavrum of Kotum Tamna Nakuigalaga Sugalarum, not Karnarum, not to Koda, upcut and next to that, not Kakabuli smuggler to all the independent of Glad, Woptinun Mani Sinyane, Arvexio Ton. She would leap to tape Kunatuk with Kugalaga.
There's another part that he does not agree with, and the other part is the quota system of the whaling quota. And this is the one part that is very disagreeable, and he does not approve of it, and he wishes that it would stop and just to go into the old way of hunting without the quota system. The quota system really changes the fact of hunting, the whale hunting.
Sule, nuna me paane, amunel, tutunek, chobresule tamna migli zegmadum nakko agne sagasule. Ilanne inyo nikhaili amen atanne un nalolugo inyo nalaitsu nikhigraktin pesagasagamerum inmignun ikayoksagamen
okay. When you're going up inland to hunt caribou, there's also a limit on the catch of the caribou, and it is what he does not agree with. There are times when there has been shortage of food of the people, and that has been a problem for the people to deal with, because they should not have to deal with limits in caribou hunting, because there is need for food.
Wasule Nunatigan Ki Nunagraktuk to Temane Land Claim Maktut in it Land Claim Maktabrum, the Chirp Karmatin Uwanga, uwanga tika ame land claim mangitsunga pamma nuname pane, napakutsunga runga.
When the land claims was settled, when there was a Land Claims Act, when it was settled, he did not become a land claim owner in Point Hope, but he selected land up inland.
I think Nupakitsak Simbata Termini in 1971. Mani Pichungwa.
There were some surveys done in 1971, and he was not present when that was done.
Samane Tin City me sabaklunga.
He was working in Tin City during that time.
I seen Nipik Napalchik Naksok Pichitlunga.
And so Nipik put out some posts, I call them surveys, posts to signify the land. Where he used to go hunting, this was his hunting grounds. So Nipik, his wife, put some posts there.
Agamma David Apangan Allah Nel Vinyamatikarme Ugrunia Naksiman Mongok Panun Allah Rame Tikirab Tungangan Kala Tigama Ila Ki Allah Lagone Amunia Lagone Tegnago Pidak sima biranga ata ilyak lugo pidak maunga. Inyubuk pinyakta kinyaka tena inyukalaitpan.
Ilignun pigit kub lugo?
Tabra awlaak pigit kub lugo. Kallaw tika nga. Ilyo magok ulalait kaj.
James Kite Kura. Ako pwede liya ako din. I'm telling James to come. Ika yung may ima. Okay. Okay. Some, David Frankson's father, told him to select also the land that was his hunting grounds because nobody was claiming it at that time. And so, because it was a good hunting area and it was next to his hunting area that he had, Lori Kinnick had. And that's where he used to go seal hunting, and it was right next to the
Uguruk hunting,
bearded seal hunting grounds.
Some tabrumane angne abigya pretty close 30 years to get kayakalago tamna ala abigya every spring.
And his spring camping site, he has used that for hunting grounds for approximately 30 years.
Aglan idan tupeka kapepeanga tikilugo tupeka mitsuma samma ubanitsema no tikirap tunganga no tupekpaktuma idan tupeka kapepeanga yaleke.
The tent site that he used, the exact tent site that he used, David's father used, is not the exact tent site that he uses to put his tent on. It's more towards Point Hope.
asin ilanne ugrubena ama one spring around 1947 or 1948 tapkong nalle kusamma ugrubenyaqtuma ugruktuma 48 ugruks
In the spring of 1947 and 48, he caught a lot of bearded seals, and the approximate number that he caught were 48 bearded seals. 48 bearded seals in 1947 or 48 that he
caught. I make siglok down there. Siglokalektuwa.
He put those seals into his tikirak, the Point Hope ice cellar, but since it filled up, he also made an ice cellar there at the at his campsite.
Tam nasin siglokalektuwa. Tapko inyisang isa ubonit siyang ane itok construct sa kumisimagat kawani kasimap kalung.
The ice cellar that he had constructed was located near Sumi?
Yeah.
Right around here?
Yeah.
Huh? Near the cache. Anyway, while he was in Barrow attending a meeting, the construction company demolished his little ice cellar. That was his marker for his campsite, and he believes that they did that to obliterate his marker. That it was his land.
I seen
and he has some papers. Concerning this that we have been discussing.
To use a car to look at the woman.
It was marked.
We are see look to Tablumon and Unakun.
They've had to fight concerning, they've had to do a lot of debating over this.
Corporation. Mauna nunagdik sa kalawakan nga.
The corporation was going to just give that amount of land where he pointed.
Tamna unona takip kon nunoraliktot sabangat sukumit kumiligo ukalawating agit ka.
And he did not want the people to mess up what the mappers, the surveyors had put in the first place. So he told them that not to take away what the surveyors had done.
Tamna Sivulak Titik Tak Inyani Nolat Kumilugo.
This marker that was done by the surveyors, he did not want it moved to another place, another location, this piece of land that he owns. It was, even though it's not his own land, it's Sarah's land. Because she was the one that posted, made the survey posts for that land. Can I say the number of the land?
You can read it.
It's
Do you think it's
Degualage? Danik Dunai. I'm going to read it. Dear Ms. Kinyak, Sarah Kinyak, on May 26, 1981, we received your affidavit requesting reinstatement of your native allotment application F-16740, for which you file a relinquishment on September 23, 1974. Your application has been reinstated and we will continue normal processing of the allotment. This application was filed in this office on March 27, 1972 for approximately 160 acres. You claim occupancy since 1947. This letter serves to notify all parties of record that your application has been reinstated pending further determination. Any or all parties have 60 days from the date of receipt of this reinstatement notification to file protests as allowed in Section 905A5 of the Alaska Lands Bill of December 2, 1980. We will notify you directly of any future action we take. If you need to contact us about your application, please refer to serial number F-16740. Yours sincerely, Lenny Eubanks, Chief Branch of Land Office. And it's concerning F-16740 concerns the native allotment of Sarah Kinyak, Point Hope B-3, Alaska, Section 13 and 14, T-34N, R-34, 35W-KRM.
Written damna it keep pagataram.
This is what he keeps all the time with him. They are on a continuous battle or a disagreement because it's right on the new town site location. His native allotment is on the new town site location. And so they are still having disagreements between them and the new town site organization.
She would leave a tape call in a coximeric. A mark to swing a land. Mopsor could be talk low. Mopperak told me my dead messenger. Cable looking well low nuna in the manganic sock. Tape call a ticker of milk. A wooden voice. She would leave the.
Long ago, there was a hunting area totally that just covered a whole big area of land, all the way from Amaktusugwik.
Amaktusug, that's Cape Hubert.
Cape Hubert to?
Toguna Sama, Kishimalam, Toguna Chiravan, Pitokangarok, Manga. Tamna mapsorakun tabra kunnilaqat kunnikaqamiksule nunagira tepko
tamaktum ilismavigi tamatko nunangi teyullakku minyarpigi taniktun
taniktun ina kep kismallak taniktun tebakkalak padumina nunorami
kisimalluak
kisimalluak taikunatsiraun sama about from kisimalluak about 3 to 4 miles umasik tigirok mapsoro tabunatsiraun
The land base of the Point Hope hunters was all the way from Kisimaluak to Mafsaraq. These are the Damna.
From Amak Tusuk, Pona Samma, Kalimantan Ponat Kulu, Mongan Muglunesi, Tekuna Pitongaruk.
All the way from Amak Tusuk through Kali Mountains to Kisimaluak to Mafsaraq.
Mafsaraq could be talking about no Kisimaluak when it's young and it's too Mafsaraq. Okay. Some of Bayak and Subayai. Kerr
Sisunai.
This area also covers the reindeer area and the reindeer herders. I just wanted to say that the reindeer herders also use this particular area starting from Cape Hubert all the way to the Mopsa Delta. This area was designated as a non-hunting area for the people from Tikirak, and this is before the white people came around, and so and that's where he reindeer herded. This is the area where he reindeer herded. There's another designated area for the people from Kivalina, where an area is set aside for them to herd the reindeer.
Right now he doesn't have much more to say except that wanted to ask whether you get the idea of what he's talking about. Also there are people that are older than he is who will be able to speak about their experiences, and so he
Tupra.
That's in the poem right now.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.